This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. He was hailed as the political messiah, the savior of the world, or if not of the world, then at least the savior of a deteriorating relationship between America and continental Europe, hoping that the relationship would become better under his rule, since it had become really bad under the previous rule of the previous president. But of course, under President Barack Obama's rule, the relationship has even gotten worse. Now, Germany in particular has become extremely disappointed by President Obama. And not only Germany, but I feel Germany, that's very interesting, because Germany is still looked upon as one of the closest allies with the United States. After the midterm election, however, the mass tabloid Bild wrote a devastating article about President Obama. I have this article right here in front of me. Of course, it's written in German. I'm going to translate some of it in a few moments into English. Now, it's a mass tabloid, I understand that. But it is a daily paper with the highest circulation level of all papers in Germany. Millions upon millions of people are reading it. And one thing about this mass tabloid, they know what the pulse is in Germany. They know how the Germans think. And so that's why they read and write in the way they do, because otherwise, if they would write differently, nobody would buy the paper. And this particular article, Warum der US-Präsident seine Koffer packen sollte, or translated, Why the US President Should Pack His Bags, said this, and it was published on November 6. It would be best if Obama would pack his bags, leave the White House, and move back to Chicago. What has gone so terribly wrong for the political messiah? In one word, everything. Obama did not make the world better, but he made it less American. Those who want to grasp dictatorial power are encouraged by his weakness. Those who want to live in freedom after the American example feel betrayed. He wanted to be a good friend of the world, and he antagonized his most important allies from Berlin to Jerusalem. The only good news, the Obama tragedy will be over in 806 days. Too bad it is not over sooner. Now, this devastating assessment mirrors what you can read all over the world when it comes to the present leadership of the United States of America. But it doesn't only reflect on the leadership, it reflects on America. First, we had a Republican president, which created all kinds of havoc when it comes to the relationship between Europe and America. Now we have a Democratic president who is not doing any better. In fact, he seems to be even doing somewhat worse. In addition, we find that no matter what America is trying to do, they are failing. Now we are talking about Iraq. Now we are talking about Syria. Now we are talking about the promise that there is not going to be any boots on the ground. And we knew from the outset that that is never going to be kept. And now we are talking about more and more demands that more boots are being sent to Iraq and Syria. 1,500 are already there. Now they're talking about 3,000. Congress is asked to approve $5 billion to help fund the fight. And critics are pointing out that it looks like there is no strategy there. All the decisions are being made ad hoc on the spur of the moment. And what is the clearly defined goal? There isn't any. So they say. And they also say that Congress is going to be equally responsible as the White House if they approve that funding. But I found this article quite interesting in the Huffington Post, dated November 11. And it talks about America's mission in Iraq insofar as ISIS is concerned. I'll call it ISIS. This article says, in its early stages, I asked sarcastically, what could possibly go wrong? As the mission enters its fourth month, the answer to that question is already grimly clear, just about everything. It may be time to ask, in all seriousness, what could possibly go right? The latest American war was launched as a humanitarian mission. The goal of its first bombing runs was to save the Yazidis, a group few Americans had heard of until then, from genocide at the hands of the Islamic State, IS or ISIS. Within weeks, however, a full-scale bombing campaign was underway against ISIS across Iraq and Syria with its own coalition of the willing, quote-unquote. Now, that's a term we've heard before. And 1,600 U.S. military personnel on the ground. Pretty soon it's going to be 3,000, as I said, and then probably a lot more. The U.S. Department of State lists 60 participants in the coalition of nations behind the U.S. efforts against the Islamic State. Many of those countries, Somalia, Iceland, Croatia, Taiwan, amongst others, have never been heard of or from again. There is no evidence that America's Arab allies, quote-unquote, like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, whose funding had long helped extreme Syrian rebel groups, including ISIS, and whose early participation in a handful of airstrikes was trumpeted as a triumph, are still flying. In the end, the U.S. will either have to withdraw from Iraq yet again, or cede the western part of the country to ISIS, or place many, many boots on the ground. Al-Qaeda-linked fighters have just recently overrun key northern bastions previously controlled by U.S.-backed Syrian rebel groups, and once again, as in Iraq, captured U.S. weapons have landed in the hands of extremists. Nothing has gone right for American hopes that moderate Syrian factions will provide significant aid in any imaginable future in the broader battle against ISIS. You don't have to have a crystal ball to see the writing in the sand in Iraq and Syria. The military can already sense a coming failure that hangs like a miasma over Washington. No, you don't have to have a crystal ball, but you have to have some understanding of biblical prophecies. And we have told you for many, many years, America is not going to win another war. They have won their last war in World War II. Nothing which happened subsequent to that can be classified and interpreted as victory. Nothing. This is another total debacle. And we said that from the outset. They are not going to win in Iraq. They are not going to win in Syria against ISIS. Just the opposite. We hear more and more how ISIS is advancing. Now they are starting to print their own coins. They are getting more and more support. Al-Qaeda apparently now is going to work and fight with them together. And they are looking to states, not just individuals, states to support them against, of course, the terrible West. It's just one curse, one terrible situation after the other. Now, I'm turning now a little bit to the UK, because we have also said that America and the UK will fall together, and yes, they will fall. It's biblically prophesied. Don't make the mistake thinking, oh, well, you know, we are going to have another president pretty soon. Well, pretty soon, it's going to be 2 years from now, during which time there's going to be more devastating developments in the United States, and then everything will go better. No, it's not. It's not going to go better. It doesn't matter who the next president is going to be. America is on its downfall. It's prophesied. It's predestined. It has a lot to do with our sins, which we are committing as a nation, and we are unwilling to repent. We are unwilling to change. We think we are doing pretty good. God says you don't even know how rotten and evil you are. But the UK is also going to fall. And recently we've heard about the fact that Europe is demanding a huge payment from the UK, and then now we heard that, oh well, the payment was delayed. And this was now trumpeted as a victory by the British and the UK government. Now, not everybody agrees. Most don't agree. Most say that the government is now trying to spin their way out of the disaster because the UK still will have to pay the £1.7 billion. Not by the end of this year, perhaps, but then by the end of next year. They're not going to get around that. Now, Mr. Cameron has made it very clear that that may lead to an exit of the UK from Europe. I found this article quite interesting, which was published by the German magazine Die Zeit on November 7. Die Zeit actually is pretty much run by the former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. And this is what that magazine said, that article in that paper. Cameron's panic damages Europe. As Merkel became the strongest politician in Europe, Cameron tries to make Merkel his strongest ally. But even as a closest ally, Merkel cannot save the European skin of the British Premier. Did you hear that? Did you get that? Even though Merkel might try, she can't. Germany can't help the UK. Now, if you know the book of Hosea, you find a very interesting passage in Hosea chapter 5 and in verse 13, which can be used as a forerunner of what is still going to happen. And this prophecy tells you that Ephraim, which is in fact modern UK, will go to Assyria, which is in fact modern Germany. And they will try to get help from Assyria, but it says, but Assyria cannot help you. Now, if you have any questions about who Assyria is today and who the UK and the United States of America are today in biblical prophecy, we have two booklets we can offer to you. The one is Germany in Prophecy, and the other one is The Fall and Rise of Britain in America. You need those two booklets if you want to understand the biblical prophecies insofar as modern America, modern UK, and modern Germany is concerned. The Bible is very clear on this. We are going to keep you updated about what's happening. We are not going to fall for the spin of the left or the right media. We are telling you as it is. And we are not making a lot of friends, understand? We just got word that our programs have been bounced on our radio stations. In other words, the agency just gave us the information that we were bounced. We didn't get any further information. We tried to find out why. It was said because of scheduling problems. Of course, that's a bunch of nonsense, because just 2 days prior to that, we signed another contract for another big radio station. So obviously, there was a lot of pressure put on them to bounce us, because people, the radicals, whether it's the left-wing or the right-wing, whether it's a political or the religious, I don't care, obviously didn't like to hear what we had to say. Well, you see, we are not going to be disillusioned. We understand that these things are going to happen, but we're also not going to be put in a corner and boxed in a corner and stopped saying what we need to say, what God wants us to say, as long as God wants us to say the things, we are going to say them. No matter who and what is going to try to suppress the truth and to change it and to twist it and to make sure that the truth is not going to go out, they will not be successful. Now, I have, of course, learned many years ago that if we produce programs which we put on big, huge TV stations, for example, that's useless, because they don't allow you to say what needs to be said. And the programs you can produce and bring them on those big, huge TV stations, they are kind of fluffy, they are kind of immaterial, they are kind of irrelevant, because you can only say so much, because they are not going to allow you to say more. They don't allow you to speak boldly for the truth. They don't allow you to preach the word in season and out of season. But I also like to thank you who have called in, who have written in, because I did make an appeal last time asking you for your input. And it is interesting how many have responded very favorably. In fact, I haven't gotten one negative message. Now, probably those who don't like our programs didn't even care to write me or to call me. But I want to do this again. I want to ask you again to write me or to call me and to let me know how you feel. Also, how you feel about the fact that the truth in the United States of America is more and more suppressed by certain elements, so that they want to stop the word to go out. Well, let me just tell you that as long as God wants it to go out, it's going to go out. And these people, whoever they are not going to be successful. But if you want to write us, please write to the Church of the Eternal God, Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. I repeat this one more time. P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. And if you want to write us and ask for those booklets, please do. Of course, you can always go to the web and write us emails. And you can also call. Now, this is not a free number, but it's a number here in the United States, 760-788-8033. And I know it works, because I've gotten quite a few phone calls from some of you. Again, 760-788-8033. 8033. And I'd like to tell you that I'm very appreciative of this encouragement, because you could get discouraged if you see how Satan is trying to stop us. Now, he's not going to be successful as long as God wants us to do what we are doing, and as long as we are pleasing him, and as long as we are submitting to him. And I know that you are praying for us, and I appreciate that, and I ask you to keep praying for us, and also that we can give you powerful programs, because I am determined to tell you what is going on. And let me just say, we are perhaps much closer to Christ's return than many of you listeners might realize. Satan is very angry. And the Bible tells you, because he has only a short time and he knows it. So we can expect more persecution, we can expect more attacks, but we can also know and should know that the one who is with us and in us, God's Spirit, God through his Spirit, is much more powerful than the spirits in this world, which is none other than Satan the devil, who has deceived the whole world. So let's keep praying for God's help. Keep praying for all of us that we are able to do what needs to be done, because the gospel of the kingdom of God, which includes also a warning message for the modern nations of America and Great Britain and the state of Israel, that gospel must go out. In Matthew 24:14, it must go out into all the world as a witness, and then the end of this present evil age will come. Then the return of Jesus Christ will come. But you don't make the mistake thinking that you have already salvation guaranteed, because Christ says only those who will endure until the end will be saved. And you can expect a big falling away still to come from the truth. That is prophesied. Make sure that you are not part of that falling away from the truth, because how terrible and how tragic it would be when we are that close to Christ's return that we give it all up and walk away. Some have already begun to do that. Let's make sure you are not part of it. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.